the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, Thursday was the busiest day ever at Dublin Airport for departures, with upwards of 63,000 passengers flying out of its two terminals. And it's shaping up to be a busy summer too, with an estimated 10 million passengers expected to use the facilities during the summer period. But according to Dublin Airport Authority, the current cap on passengers set at 32 million is bad news for business and tourism. And I'm joined by Kenny Jacobs, CEO of Dublin Airport Authority. Now, Kenny, you're very welcome to the programme. Just why was Thursday the busiest day ever for departures, a Thursday in May, 63,000?
It was a huge day. We had the Europa League final in town on Wednesday night. That was a great match between Atalanta and Leverkusen. So Thursday became an absolutely huge day as a result of that. That's all the fans travelling back to Northern Germany and Northern Italy. The airport was great. We were really, really happy with it. Biggest day for departures. But if you combine departures and arrivals for the event, you'd have the entire stadium of Croke Park and the Aviva coming in and out of Dublin on one day. So it's huge.
So when you take a day like that and the summer is only just beginning, will you be able to stay under this 32 million passenger cap this year?
So far, our traffic this year, it's a couple of percent ahead of last year. So we're right up against it. And look, fundamentally, I wish the cap didn't exist. I think it shows that we're up against it means that there's demand out there from passengers to travel. There's also demand out there from airlines to connect to and from Dublin because it's a great city. It's a hub airport. It drives the Irish economy. So look, the cap is something that is going to be a problem for us. It's a problem right now. It's going to hold back
passenger growth. So what's the solution to that problem?
Ultimately, the solution for the cap being removed, being lifted, is our infrastructure application being approved by Fingal County Council. That will then go on to Bord Pleanála. I think that will take about 18 to 24 months for that to be approved.
You only got that application in December 2023. Could you not see that you're going to be pushing right up against the cap? The passenger numbers for 2023 were getting close to the cap. Why didn't you put it in sooner if you really want the cap lifted?
Yeah, I think we probably should have put it in sooner. The advice from the planning authorities was don't put it in while you're putting in one for the North Runway. We were building the North Runway at the time. I think in hindsight, yes, we probably should have put the infrastructure application in about 5 years ago. Aviation and airports is a real long-term business. You need to kind of take a long-term view. And we want to build infrastructure that will allow us to
call of the predecessor? You weren't there 5 years ago.
No, look, I think you get advice from planning authorities on when you should do things. I think planning overall in Ireland can definitely improve. I'm not having a cut at a predecessor. I think we should take a long-term view, probably be planning out for the future 10 years and making sure that we have the airport infrastructure to support where the demand will be.
You have tied in that application with new infrastructure, and perhaps one of the reasons for that is the cap was put in place because of concerns from Bord Pleanála about access roads and the amount of traffic on them and so forth. But would it have made sense to have just put the cap planning application on its own and it would have been less complex and not tie it in with a whole new load of infrastructure?
Well, that may be something that, look, that is something that we're considering as a dual application, perhaps later in this year, with I think some airlines have referenced. We need to build infrastructure. We need to build new piers so that we can take Dublin Airport from 32 to 40 million. Just to keep pace with the population in Ireland by 2030, Dublin needs an airport that can take 37, 38 million passengers. So we do need to build infrastructure. If we think we're going to be waiting a couple of years to get the 40 million application approved, we may consider a standalone application to build nothing, but just to raise the passenger number. I think everybody should bear in mind that Fingal originally, back in when they granted permission, granted the number of 36 million. It was on Bord Pleanála, then reduced it back to 32 million because of fears of traffic congestion. Now, traffic is not a problem at Dublin Airport. It's great that more people are coming on buses. Every county in Ireland has daily bus services to and from Dublin Airport. So that's good. We don't have a problem with traffic. Operationally, we can take 36 million passengers, and it would be great if we could find a way for the cap to be lifted to a number like 36 million in the meantime while we're waiting for the infrastructure application for 40 to be granted.
Yeah, that application you were saying, I think, was at 18 to 24 months is what you'd expect. So
yeah,
if you don't get some kind of movement or positive result on it from your point of view, you're basically looking at less growth in passenger numbers, less growth in flights. Airlines are saying that they're already looking at not being able to run as many flights to Lapland, to football matches, to all this kind of stuff. And you're kind of caught because the environmental argument would say, maybe we need to start thinking about how many flights we take in a year anyway.
Yeah, and that's a very important argument. And airlines and airports need to do more about sustainability. And what we want to do with the infrastructure application is build a lot of new infrastructure that's much more sustainable infrastructure at Dublin Airport. So we've got about 480 million of this infrastructure application that we have sitting with Fingal that is green investments that will reduce the amount of emissions that we have, reduce the amount of energy that we have. But you're absolutely right, Richard. Ireland could be looking at a period of a couple of years where we're capped. Airlines want to come in with good new green aircraft and they can't get into Dublin. That would be a big loss of connectivity. We're an open island economy. That would mean some airlines would say, well, I'm just going to go to Gatwick. I'm just going to go to Edinburgh. And those airports are already touting for the connectivity that we have.
But on the environmental argument, there was a professor in sustainable energy at UCC, Hannah Daly, had done some research and questioned the DAA claim that expansion is actually necessary for the airport to become more sustainable. And they argued that basically planning that the airport's planning submission actually shows that greenhouse gas emissions will rise by around 750,000 tonnes as a result of the application.
Yeah, and I don't agree with that. I mean, if they look actually at the details of the infrastructure application, you'll see that we're building infrastructure that will shorten the distance for aircraft to travel on the ground. We are going to be putting in new incentives for airlines to use sustainable aviation fuel. We've already introduced a 25% discount for airlines that are using new greener aircraft that also produce less noise. So we're doing all these kind of things. Altogether, we've got 20 initiatives. And look, we're fully committed to reducing our carbon output by 51% by 2030 and to being net zero by 2030. The infrastructure application doesn't change that. It actually helps us get there. So I know people struggle with the idea that how can aviation and airports expand and emissions come down, but it's possible. Aircraft are getting younger, they're greener, they're producing less noise, they're more densely packed with passengers, and that's a good thing. Sustainable aviation fuel will increase in volumes. So it is possible to grow aviation, and that's important for Ireland.
Well, that
and
research
do so.
Paper seems to disagree with that, but you disagree with that research paper. If you look at it from even a regional development point of view, I mean, are you having to say now that things like some chartered flights, you're actually encouraging them to go to a different airport? You know, the DAA has Cork, Shannon is a competitor airport.
Yeah, I think that's already happening. Now, Dublin being capped does not mean that the airlines just move to the regional airports. It doesn't work like that.
Why not?
The airlines will look at Dublin as a hub city. If you take people flying in from the US, they will come into Dublin and then go on elsewhere. If you take people flying from Europe to the US, they like flying into Dublin because you can do pre-clearance and then onto the US. So I think capping Dublin does not mean that the flights, the passengers and the jobs and the economic output moves to the regions. Some of it will naturally happen. So you will have charters will say, well, we can go into Cork, we can go into Shannon, and some of that may happen, and good luck to Cork and Shannon if that's happening. But the demand is there for Dublin. Look, I want Cork, Shannon and Dublin to grow. In fact, we will submit an infrastructure application at some point in the future to grow Cork by 40%, because look, it's really a growing city and county. That's really, really good. I'm a big supporter of regional development.
But you don't see it in the short term, being able to take up some of the slack caused by the cap.
Yeah, it's not going to happen in the short term, but it will happen over time.
One of the other issues that has been raised is around parking and the quick park car park that you wanted to buy. The Competition Commission said no, it'll give you too much. What will you do in relation to that? There were reports during the week that you might look at leasing that car park from the owner.
Yeah, look, ultimately, our sole objective is to give passengers the greatest choice. And we don't want people being anxious about car parking this summer. Now, I will reassure people, I don't think you need to be anxious about car parking at Dublin Airport this summer. We've got plenty of spaces left. I would still say book early. It would have given us about 6,000 extra spaces. I think it's a great shame if that car park is lying idle for the summer. We would operate it just for 3 months, just to keep it open. We would do that at very low prices. We've had a conversation with the vendor to explore that, and it's now coming up to the end of May, but I would still have a hope that we would be able to operate it for the three busiest months just to give passengers that extra choice.
I suppose the question would be, why would you do it at low prices if you already have the car parks at the airport? why would you not just charge the same and keep prices high?
Well, the more supply of spaces we have, generally the prices will come down. It's a supply and demand business, car parking. And that's an argument that we made to the CCPC when we were trying to buy it and giving them the reassurance that, no, if we had those 6,000 spaces, prices would come down. We're passenger first. That's our motivation. I think it's a shame if the spaces are idle. If we had them, it would give the travelling public that extra bit of reassurance that you'll get a space at the airport.
Coming out of COVID, there were a lot of problems and issues about security check delays and so forth. How confident are you that it will run smoothly this summer?
I'm confident. We'll have 890 security officers at the peak of the summer. It's very, very busy. We've got a commitment that over 90% of passengers will get through in less than 20 minutes. We're looking good so far this summer. I think that will continue. It's a very, very good team.
Sir, what percent will we make in less than 20 minutes?
90% of passengers 90%. Will get through in less than 20 minutes.
I suppose the way it works, that's looking at it statistically over a period of time. But on particularly bad days, you know, you think about, I don't want to be the 1 in 10, but on particularly busy days, it'll be higher than 10%, but it will be lower than 10%, you know,
yeah, you're
overall
absolutely right.
When you smooth it out. So there'll be rough days where it could be a lot more than 20.
There'll be peaks,
than 20 minutes.
But if you take last Thursday, the busiest ever day for departures, we got those 65,000 people away in less than 20 minutes. So look, we manage the peaks quite well. We understand that part of the business. You absolutely stay focused on it, because I think every airport around the world that was slow coming out of the blocks from COVID realises that the security experience defines the passenger experience at an airport.
Kenny Jacobs, CEO of DAA, Dublin Airport Authority. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.